Before he came in sight of the track, Matt could hear the sound of puffing steam engines, the screech of metal being moved, and the loud banging of heavy loads being lifted and deposited. When he reached the scene, he saw two huge steam-operated cranes lifting the mangled cars and the twisted and broken wheel trucks from on and around the track, then depositing them onto the long line of flatbed cars that had been brought out to the scene of the wreck. Already, new and temporary tracks had been built around the wreck to allow the work trains access. Matt was surprised at how much progress had been made in cleaning up the mess. At this rate, it would be finished within one more day, and the passenger and freight trains would be returning to their normal operational schedule. After getting his horse back, Matt returned to the scene of the wreck, not to watch the cleanup operation, but to get a lead on tracking Cletus Odom and the others who were responsible.